We talk about school issues often on this show, but of course, nothing can get done in the schools unless the kids are actually showing up. This is becoming more and more of a problem in many school districts. The city of St. Louis has had a truancy problem for years. Madison County has as well in the Metro East. And the courts of Madison County have decided to try to do something about that. And one of the people involved in that program is Associate Circuit Judge Dwayne Bailey, who joins us now here on KMOX. Your Honor, how are you this afternoon?
Doing great, Paul. How about yourself?
Doing just fine.
Good,
so tell me a little bit about what you and your fellow judges have put together and how it's working.
Well, the judges of the Third Judicial Circuit were concerned because we were having some of our cities do ordinance violations and bringing young children in before the court, and the only remedy would be to give the child a fine. And I remember one day one of our kids came to the wrong court because we had several satellites. Kid wasn't much taller than probably your desk, Paul. And I looked at him and said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Well, I missed school." I said, "Tell you what you do. You drop, you give me 20 push-ups, and we're going to call it a day." And that's what he did. He did the 20 push-ups for me, and that was that. So that spurred the idea that we need to have a truancy court where we're consistent, where we're bringing people in, see the same judge, and see if we can't get to the common problems that most truants have. So what we're doing is we're getting individuals screened first through the superintendent of schools, and then we have a diversionary program where they appear in front of me, and I give them an opportunity to attend school, hook them up with some tutoring. If there's a drug problem, we're getting some counseling there. And we're just trying to make sure that they get to school. We've got some 12-week program involved where we're working with the kids and seeing if it's the family, is it the parent, is it the child, is it a bully at school, a combination of things. Just try to address it the best way that we can.
Is this a program just for kids who are missing school once or twice, or is it hardcore truancy?
These are hardcore kids that we're talking about, Paul. We got about, unfortunately, in this county, about 1,500 chronic truants, and that means that they've missed over 10% of the school year before they're identified as such. So we're working with the hardest cases right now and see if we can do something to turn their lives around.
Is one of the biggest problems here parental involvement or lack thereof?
I'd say in the very beginning it is a parental problem because at some point some of these parents had decided not to raise their kids the way they had been raised, and we're in the second and third generation of that, and there's a lack of self-discipline. But I'm finding that if we can get the child and the kid in, you'll find that most parents still want their kids to succeed, and if we can kind of show them the error of their ways, they're being cooperative with us.
So are you using kind of a carrot and stick approach where if they do go back to school or at least show up in the classroom on a regular basis, they get some sort of reward?
Exactly, because being punitive doesn't help. We want them to find out that there's something worthwhile in learning, something to be excited about, whether it's school activity or the classroom. So what we're saying to the kid, if you're in our 12-week program, there will be maybe a Target gift card for you one day or an iTunes card, something that you're interested in, not to bribe them to do what they should be doing all along, but an incentive, you know, same way in life. If you do good work, there is a reward. So that's what we're looking for, and we're looking for more than just come to school. Let's see those grades increase. Let's be about something in life.
So that's what I was going to ask you. Just going to school, then, is not enough.
No, it's not nearly enough. I'm also the juvenile court judge here, and most of the kids that I have to send to our version of the Department of Corrections, I see their school report cards, and it's the D, the F, lack of attendance, a lot of tardies. There's a direct correlation between attendance at school, working at school, and not being in a criminal activity. If we can get them in school and see that there is a future, think beyond the present moment, then we're going to reduce the individuals that I'm going to see in juvenile court and have to send to Department of Corrections.
Well, I think that's why the public would want this program to succeed, is because, you know, if these are kids who are going to start out by missing school and end up doing some petty crimes, whether it's break-ins or violent crimes or whatever it is, if you can get them to not go down that path by getting them into the classroom instead and get them to at least try to learn a little bit something, then I think the carrot and stick approach is something that most people would be in favor of.
Oh, absolutely. And the carrot of the incentive is one thing. There is the stick. The stick in this case is we're not going to put them in the detention home because that doesn't help. Instead, you got a choice. You can learn, you can become an engineer, or you could learn manual labor. And I tell them there's nothing wrong with manual labor. That's honest work. But here's my shovel. And I literally bring a shovel in the courtroom. It's dirty, it's rusty. I say, here's your choice. And you can go to school, or you can work for me. And by the way, it's getting cold outside.
And then what does that mean, working for you? Tell me what the actual punishment is.
Well, we have community service work. So we're going to have them washing cars, picking up trash along the way. Sometimes we're going to try to put a little education to it, such as they're working at a food pantry, and they can see there are people out there that have homeless problems, they have problems with food, being able to eat, show them a little bit of the real world. And we're also going to do something fun this Christmas. They're going to be wrapping Christmas presents for the Salvation Army to pass out. So a little bit of education, a little bit of work. But in either case, school's got to be a lot better than my alternative form.
And are kids choosing the shovel?
No. They love the carrot so far. We have four special test cases that I call the each one interesting. One, not going to school for medical problems. One has a boyfriend that's over the age of 20. Another is claiming there's a bull in the school. They had all the classic problems. Well, I'm not saying it was me, by no means, but we were able to get them some tutoring. One has a drug problem, got them into some treatment. All four are doing excellent, haven't missed a day of school. They're doing really well.
We have to ask you about, because I'm sure some are thinking, Paul, where are the parents? Are you able to talk to them?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we've been able to bring in the parents. Some of the parents are actually crying because they're saying we wanted this help all along, but we haven't been able to get it. So we're thrilled that there's someone here that's going to be an authority figure and say this needs to be done. With one that had a medical problem, it was more of a question of true medical problem, and it was, or are you creating a situation to cause a problem so you don't have to go to school? So, again, educating the parent, you know the difference. You know, we don't want your child going there sick, but we don't want your child pretending to be sick just because.
Your Honor, you mentioned that you have something like 1,500 kids with a truancy problem in Madison County, and you gave us four examples of kids who are having their lives hopefully turned back around. But overall, how are the results?
Oh, it's doing good so far. It's early, and we're still plugging in all the pieces of the puzzle, but so far it's been success. School districts are happy with us, and if anything, we're really concerned about being overwhelmed because we are trying to add services, because we realize it isn't you go to school, there's a reason why they're not doing that. Again, the bully or the bright student that's not being challenged. So we're providing services so that school is not just something I have to do, it's something that hopefully I like to do, I want to do, and hopefully they will further their education as well.
How do these kids end up in front of you in the first place? Is there such a thing still as a truant officer who's plucking them off the streets at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, actually there is. And our superintendent of schools has a couple of truant officers that is literally walking out on the street. And unfortunately in the community, folks will tell you, so-and-so is on this corner, so-and-so is over here. And they're literally plucking them up, and then we're getting them into court. And one of the things that we're doing now is if they're truant one day, then the very next day they're going to see me. And I think after they see me once or twice, they get a little tired of looking at me.
And when they come before you, are they defiant still? Are they angry?
They pretend to be nonchalant, bored, cool. And that's when it sometimes helps. I don't have as good a voice as Paul, but sometimes I can stand up there and kind of bellow a little bit, and I tell you, that shovel is amazingly effective. You know, you just put it over in the corner, and you see their eyes just kind of dart over there, and I'm one to say, you know, if you're leaning on your chin or something like that, nope, and I'll sit up straight, pay attention, and tell them I'm expecting the same thing in the classroom. I don't want you crossing your arms and having your head down, and I definitely don't want you interfering with some other student trying to learn.
Now, I'm just so surprised, Paul and Your Honor, to hear some of the reasons you've given for the truancy, because I think most people are probably thinking, don't want to go to school, so I'm not. Mm-hmm. But I've never heard afraid of a bully.
Well, this one particular case, and again, I changed a little bit of the facts, was not obvious, was claiming that two individuals were after that person, and it was one of those boy-girl situations, and at first she didn't want to tell me what really was going on, but after a while she finally broke down and explained it. Now, there's always a possibility that was that nice little lie to try to explain your behavior, but I have had other situations where individuals have told me, I don't want to go back to that environment. In fact, some of my kids that come back from the Department of Corrections are going back home, going back into their school system. Well, tell me, well, I don't want to go back there because so-and-so is going to get me in trouble, and then I'm going to see you again, and you're going to send me back. So that's when we contact school officials, alert them to the problem, have a meeting with the offending students, and try to work out some system where that's just not going to happen.
Now, when you say we, who's we? Because you're dealing with them from the bench in the courtroom.
Right.
Who's doing the rest of the stuff?
Right. No man's an island, by no means. I have a great staff, Brad Pascal's with our juvenile probation department. He's going to the schools and talking to the superintendents and the assistant principals. Andy Reinekings with our Madison County Superintendent of Schools office. He's getting all the data together for me about the truancies and the other circumstances that are going on. So we're just a good team together, and we're getting a lot of support from the school systems.
And what are you hearing from the teachers where, you know, if I'm a teacher and one of these kids comes back into my classroom, well, he hasn't been there for 10% of the year already. He's obviously not going to be keeping up with the rest of the class. What do the teachers tell you about how it's been for them?
Well, so far it's been pretty good, but again, when you're behind, and that's one of the things that we need to identify, and we try to identify immediately, we're going to have to set up a tutoring process. Now, some schools already have it in existence. It's just a question of getting the kid there, getting the necessary transportation that they need to achieve it. But in some cases, and there's one school district in particular, hired an individual just to tutor for some of these kids in the program, and that's been a tremendous advantage. So you have to figure out what the problem is, and a lot of times when I'm talking to those kids, I can say, well, I can see you're so far behind that not you're going to be bored, you are going to disrupt because you're bored, but you're not to do that, and we're going to see that you get the help that you need to get caught up. Now, of course, that takes time, particularly somebody that's missed over half a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mentioned that parents, some cry, some get before you, and they're happy that there's an authority figure now.
Right.
And I immediately thought, so they aren't the authority figure.
Correct. In some cases, not every case, they're being the friend or being the buddy, or they're working long hours. They're at work before the child has to be at school. They think the child's at school. They're not sure. They're finding out, in other words, that's not the case. Sometimes you have the parent that is able to take them to school but has to go immediately to work. They're dropping the child off the front door. The child went out the back door. Parent doesn't know about it. So, again, you have to figure out, is it the child or is it the adult? And we do have a situation where there is an adult that I'm aware of that was using one of the kids as a babysitter for the other siblings and intentionally keeping the child out of school. So those are the type of things we really have to nip in the bud.
How do other counties and other school districts handle this? And if they don't have something similar to yours, have they heard about yours and said, ooh, you know what, we got to talk to them and do something like that?
Well, St. Clair County's been a forerunner in all juvenile matters. Judge Radcliffe, that's going to be retiring this year, has been in juvenile court some 12 years, and he's had a truancy court in effect for about two. So they're a great resource to us. Other counties, Southern Illinois, no, we don't have truancy courts that I'm aware of other than this one. in the Chicago area, they have a lot of different approaches, including truancy court. In terms of have they heard, well, we're talking about it. We're trying to spread the word. I suspect as we get a little farther along, we're going to have a nice little handbook that we will disseminate through the Illinois Judicial Councils and whatnot, so they'll know more about it. And then we'll be able to say, hey, we walked it from the beginning to where we are today, and hopefully have some answers for them if they want to try it.
I have a feeling some people on the Missouri side of the river may want to talk to you as well, Your Honor.
Well, I'd love to talk to them, because if we can reach these kids now, not only are they going to have a much better life, but society in general is going to be a lot better off.
Congratulations on the program. I hope it turns out to be a continuing success and gets
Absolutely.
These kids headed down the right path in their life and works out for all of us, because that's the important bottom line here.
Exactly. We're going to do our very best, Paul. I want to thank you and your program for contacting me, and let's all just try to keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you now.
Associate Circuit Judge Dwayne Bailey there in Madison County here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.